Hi, everybody. Today is Monday, and we're having another wonderful program, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is the first day in March. So what I will say is remember to turn your clocks back, you know, in a few weeks. So, you know, that's coming up naturally. So you may want to look at that just to give you a little reminder so you don't get caught off guard. But anyway, here we go. Let's do some clearing here. So the right now, my fast chat's not working. It might come up. So if yours is having problems, maybe it's in your area too or just something out there. So we will take phone calls today. So if you want to call in, that'd be great. We'd like to talk about questions about healings. That's the most important thing so people can understand maybe what the healings do and also maybe you know, request a healing that we have on the website. And so if you have a question about, say, a sensory clearing, we can talk about that. Or if you have one about parallel lifetimes, maybe you're curious about the alien parasites that are living inside of you. We can do a clearing for that also. So what we normally do on all the programs, we do instantaneous healings, and these healings are done by the light ship that created you. In Jesus' time, it was called Father. So this is true source energy, not the light of the darkness that's perpetrated on us down here in religions, okay? So we don't necessarily, let's see, how do I say this here? I'm like a God basher because the God energies, I'm not talking about Jesus as far as the Christians believing that Jesus was God or maybe that, you know, the other deities out there that people have in other religions, that this is a God energy. They all came from source if they came here. But they're not necessarily under the umbrella of the lightship God energy because there's no such thing. Everything in the source energy is the same, including your own spirit. So people ask and they say, gee, I'd like to be like Jesus or like other you know, angels, like, say, Archangel Michael. I go, well, the only difference is that these beings, the spirit energy is the same as yours. And the problem is that you haven't cleaned your body out to bring the energies into you fully. So if you wish to be like Jesus, then you need to have clearings done on your body like Jesus did to humanity for ascension, which is taking out the densities. Remember, you're living the thoughts of your ancestors. Your spirit doesn't want to live those thoughts. Your spirit only works in the now. So looking at it that way, your spirit is not going to live the past lives of all of your ancestors and all of their thoughts. It wants to be in the present moment to create from the present moment. So that's another way of saying what needs to be said, I think. Some people just don't get it. We had one lady that we talked with, and she said, gee, you know, I've heard all or a lot of your archives, and I'm probably and shows, so there's probably maybe, I would say, 100 times of listening. And she finally got it. So what happened was is that, from my way of thinking, she had implants in her. And this one major implant was preventing her from understanding. And when that implant finally got released, then everything kind of fell in a row. And she goes, wow, I get it. And so the nice thing is that what she came up with, and this to me is very comical, although it's probably the saddest thing that I could ever say to everybody. But what she said was the gods are having, you know, their entertainment, right, through all the people here. And this is what they're doing. So we are their show, and they're controlling us through whatever means they do. And that means that we're under their control, and they're just having a wonderful time doing this to us. And remember, if you look about the energy of the God religions, you know, would you ever say the God's name in vain? Well, geez, what does that mean to you? You know, are you going to talk about God as some demonic being? Well, I definitely say that. This is where it all came from. So these beings, and demonic is just a phrase here. These beings are out to kill you. And this is what you go to when you go to churches and go into religions. Remember, you're praying outside of yourself. And so they're waiting with their fish hooks and hoping that maybe you connect to them or you're in their fish pond, you know. And they're giving you chum, boy, that minister is working really hard to give you chum to pray to that God. And remember, they're being used just like everybody else is here. It all depends, you know, where you are in the food chain, you know. You know, is the minister the one that's part way up there because you think he's more spiritual, more divine than you, and he's throwing you chum, and you're eating the chum? Maybe he has part of that fish line, and he's trying to bait the hook with you, you know, and pulling the line back and forth to get you to get that bait. And you don't know what's in that body, okay? Maybe there's that alien shapeshifter from this God energy. Maybe his cousin's in that minister. And so all of a sudden, you know, the shapeshifter is trying to get you to be converted to that religion. And then they do a miracle on somebody in the congregation. You go, oh, man, this is the right church. You know, I was in the Baptist church, you know, and they didn't do these things. And now the Pentecostals did this, and I better belong to the Pentecostals. They have more horsepower, you know, than whatever. And this is the way it works. Or maybe it was a Lutheran church or a Christian church or a, you know, non-denominational church. Maybe it was a Catholic church. Makes no difference. It's all the same stuff. You know, how are you being hooked up to them? And why are you being hooked up? Well, you're being hooked up. The reason why is because you don't know the truth. You don't know that you are this divine being that's inside of you, your spirit, and the spirit energy of you is what you want to connect with. Remember, you have to come into your own energy system of your spirit so you can finally understand what's happening. So I'll do a couple of sample clearings here, then we'll have Annika come on. So here we go. So we'll do an emotional clearing. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you don't know anything about this here, you're brand new to the program, and you wonder why I'm talking about God energies, where probably nobody else on any other show would do this because they're afraid of God. Remember, the light ship is going to terminate these beings. This is why the light ship is here. So, you know, I don't mind talking about them because I'm telling you the truth. So here we go. This is the emotional energies. And 1 second here. And I'll let the phone ring here. So how are we doing, Annika? Everything still working great?
All is good here, but I can't see the fast chat, so yeah.
Try to get it on mine, too. Here we go, emotional clearing. So go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. Remember, this is all densities, which are thoughts that are in invisible bodies. And they could be called a spirit body because they are invisible. And these are around you to keep and prevent your body from being destroyed by psychic attack by people and also these alien God energies. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a pain body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Annika, I'll put you on. So I can't read anything on the fast chat, so I guess we're completely live, and hopefully we'll have some callers call in or something. So here we go. Turned over to you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ron. Well, we're usually pretty good at improvising, I think, and things may start working here. And also, I can start off with getting into a little bit of what you're talking about. And I just wanted to also mention, I like that you mention about us being their show in your little introduction there about what is really going on. Well, this is our show, so they're not going to mess with that, but this is where the truth is, folks. So stay tuned, even though I might not see your questions yet. So thank you for being with us. Anyway, what the first thing that comes to mind is how you clear this for us, Ron. And we know that you have some clearings. And Karen sent me a question about the seven generational God plane and religious indoctrination healings. So those are two healings that you have amongst the seven generational clearings. One is for the God plane, and one is for the religious indoctrination healing. She says there is no corresponding current life clearing for these clearings. I do see, though, that you have it listed on your master list of services. You have the religious indoctrination clearing under current lifetime advanced clearings. So maybe it's meant to be that those have to be done in person with you. So part of Karen's and me continuing on that question. Thank you so much, Karen.
Can you explain that? They will become active at some point here. We've just been so busy doing things that I'll have to probably put that one up as an online healing for people. But I can do them personally, too. So we'll do a sample of this here. So we'll do the one for the God energy one. So this is for you poor people out there who are struggling with God, okay? Isn't the thing, isn't that what Israel means, those who are struggling with God? But anyway, so the God energy, maybe you're kind of on the borderline, you're afraid to do something, maybe you're a true Christian listening to me and you're afraid that the devil's going to, you know, fire you or something, you know, with this blowtorch or something, you know, put you on fire. But what happens is that there are people that, you know, you have a mindset. Remember, these religions have been here for a long time. So your ancestors, you know, probably all believed in them at some point or all different ones. So maybe this time around you wanted to get off that karmic wheel and discover yourself rather than discovering, you know, these alien energies. So this clearing is to help you to become more self-realized, to break away from this dark side, light of the darkness energy of the gods, okay? And here we go. We're going to do a sample here. I'll go back when you were probably, most people I think have probably been to church when they're younger. Normally when you finally wake up, you don't go to church any longer. Or you get really indoctrinated more from being younger and you're afraid to break away. And we probably don't have that many people listening to us on this program because they wouldn't understand it because of the implants. But here we go. So we'll work with you. I'll pick out, I'll do 4 years here. So I'm going to do the age of 9. So here we go. And we're going to clear away this age of 9 energy from you. And I would assume most people probably have been to church because their parents are going to church, and this is a good age to indoctrinate you in the beliefs that you're not good enough and that something outside of you is going to help you. And actually, when you pray to it, you're asking for favors, okay? So here we go, clearing away age 9. And then what favor do you have to do for them? Uh-huh. Remember the law of cause and effect, people. They invented that too, okay? Here we go. Age 9 is cleared. Age 10. There we go. And the source energy does not judge you. So if you have been wrapped up in all these different religions, maybe you did religion body hopping back and forth, you know, in a sense, you know, where you went, not necessarily body hopping, but that could have been done too, but you went from one church to another, looking for the truth. Maybe it took you a year for each church. And now you have all this indoctrination, the different types of religious backgrounds, different deities that now you think you have to pray to. Maybe you have a room in your house devoted to everything. So you walk into that room and all these alien gods are probably getting upset with themselves because all of a sudden you're not praying to them, you're praying to some other god. Remember, they want to take you. So they may be losing your favor because you got into alignment with another alien energy out there. Remember, they're all competing for you. So it's kind of like I said, the fishing hole. You're in the fishing hole and you have all this bait in the water, different fish hooks on it, and which one do you choose to take? They're waiting to catch you. Okay, now we'll do age 11. And all these things work in time. This is why you have it programmed in you, because you're running programs, just like your computer does. Except your computer is very, very old. And this time of your computer that's activated, all these programs are in it. You know, your operating systems may be different from people to people, but basically these programs are inside of you. Thank you, ancestors. And thank you, dark side, for holding them in place. Okay, now we'll do age 12. So what you can do is look upon these wonderful 4 years, 9 through 12. And if you've ever been into a church and you were indoctrinated by some type of belief systems, whatever that would be, all churches have this, and sometimes they even have you do an oath or a creed or something, and you say something out loud that this is the only church that I have to go to, and I put my allegiance to it, alignment to it, whatever that would be. Then all of a sudden, you're using your free will to connect you, your body, and your spirit to these aliens. So a whole different way of looking at it, but it'll make sense to you once you understand. You may want to listen to more than one show and figure out that what you're praying to, you are at prey to that. So the more you connect with it, the more you're at prey. Okay, Annika, that clearing's done. Back to you.
Okay, it's very interesting. I remember from my own childhood there that I was lucky enough to be born by atheists, and then I started searching at around age 11 and 12 and, got part into the Christian youth and all that. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting. It was still there in me. My great-great-grandfather was a Mormon priest, too. So I know that is another one that is I would really, really like to do, Ron. So one day when all this, when I can get to that one, I would love to. So call in and speak live on our show today. I can still not get the BBS Fast Chat, so I thought I would mention the numbers to call in. It's 888-815-9756, and that is toll-free for U.S. and Canada. We have some other numbers for Station 1. It's 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, or 530-413-4522. And if you want to see those numbers, go to bbsradio.com, Station 1. And you will be able to just see them there because, as I said, the Fast Chat is not working. And Karen just sent me an email here saying that she's really feeling the sample clearing, and she grew up attending Catholic churches. So she said she could really feel that. So thank you so much for the comment.
I know that the Catholic Church and I think the Lutheran Church, which they're both pretty similar, I think, talk about, I think it's the word, if I'm wrong, let me know, but I think it's catechism. Maybe you could type it into Google, Annika, catechism,
okay,
and see what that means. It's kind of a weird word.
But, yeah, I do remember hearing something like that once, but I was part of the Lutheran Church.
Yeah, so I think they have that. I remember all the kids at the school that I went to that were Catholic, were doing this catechism stuff, and I think that was like maybe eighth grade. So that probably is maybe around age 13, I'm guessing, if we start school at 5 plus 8 is, around 13, maybe 14. So let's free you from your catechism vowels that you probably have said. This is, the way they capture people. So this will be very interesting. So if you were and other churches may have it too. I just may not be familiar with it. We don't have the Fast Chat up, unfortunately. Remember, you don't know how much you need something until you lose it. So we lost it here. But remember, you don't know how well off you are until you lose something too. So, but I do like the Fast Chat. So here we go. Oral Instructions of Religion. So she's checking it out here. Maybe you could read that to people. Can you read that before I do the clearing?
Yeah, maybe while you...
I don't know if other churches have it, too. Maybe they might. It might be a different name. Go ahead, Annika.
Yeah, sure. It seems... It does say that it is of the Catholic Church, but I have heard it of other churches, I think. So there's probably a caller there, but hold on, caller. Thank you so much, and I'll just read a little bit here of what it is. It says, originally oral instruction in religion, later it was written instruction. Catechisms are usually written in the form of question and answers. Almost as old as Christianity, they were used especially for the instruction of converts and children. So it was popular in later Middle Ages and assumed even greater significance in the Reformation through Martin Luther's emphasis on the religious education of children. So there is a book called His Small Catechism, or Catechism, is still the standard book of the Lutheran Church. So yes, it is definitely there as instruction to children, I'm guessing. So, Ron, I know you wanted to go on with maybe a little bit more about that, but I also know that there's a caller, I think.
Yeah, well, you get the caller. Is a question related to catechism.
Hello? Are you out there, caller?
It's Ed.
Oh, that's Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
It's really hard to hear you on my end.
You're very low, Ed. You're about 10%.
Yeah, that's that way for you, too.
Yeah, now you're better. So does your question relate to catechism?
No. Is that what the subject is?
Yeah. So maybe you could hang on for 5 minutes. That be okay?
Sure. But I went through catechism. I was a Catholic when I was born.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a word. Yeah, great. Okay. So what? Great. Perfect, Dad. We're just talking about that. You called in right time here. So
oh, good.
What did they do to you during catechism? Maybe they got the word castration from that too. I don't know. You know, from the choir boys. But what did they do to you, Ed?
Well, the first thing was, as soon as you're born, they baptize you. You don't have any say in it. Parents
okay.
bring you in. It's a big ceremony, the family, you know, the whole deal. And then they start teaching you about all the mysteries, like the Holy Spirit. And so at a very early age, I was programmed with the idea that there's mysteries and magic and all these things and all tied around, you know, religion and the light of Jesus. And I used to have a picture of Jesus in my room. I remember very, very much as a boy, a huge picture in my bedroom that my father, my Irish Catholic father, had put up there. And it was a picture of Jesus, and he's got a very serene look on his face, and he just slightly opens up his robe on his chest, and inside there's this red heart, and the red heart's got all these white and gold rays coming out of it, and the heart is wrapped in barbed wire.
Okay.
I was always fascinated by that symbolism of the lockdown of the heart. You know, and here he is, but he suffered, you know, and he had the crown of thorns and all that stuff. So putting all those images into a young mind, maybe what I am today, so to speak, in the areas that, you know, we're all interested in here, because it had the good effect of making me just, without thinking, assume, well, of course there's invisible worlds. Of course there's, you know, mysteries. Of course there's the Holy Spirit. Of course there's God, and God is a Son, and the Son came here and sacrificed himself and all that, which then led me further and further as I got older into more studies about the dimensions and, you know, traveling, leaving the body and all that stuff. So it had an effect of brainwashing me into the conventional thinking of the religions. But it also had this, you know, the light always seems to be able to turn the darkness around. So it had this thing of, well, what if there's more than that? But they're on the right track. So I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Boy, yeah, just slightly different here. On I-5, since I live in Mount Shasta, I have to drive down I-5 to, you know, go through the state. So we're in the northern part, and I-5 goes, you know, all the way up into Canada. And it goes down into, Southern California almost, or Central California. So it's quite a long ways. And basically, at least to L.A. from here, is about 600 miles. So I'll give you an idea of what it's like. But maybe a few hours into this journey going down, you know, I guess these farmers, you know, they buy these large, maybe 40-foot trailers, you know, that people normally, you know, the ones that you see behind the big semis. And so there it is out there. And I think there's also one on the coast. I saw one on the coast many, many, many years ago. And, you know, it's this can that looks like it's all kind of broken. You probably have seen it. If not, maybe it will be in your town now. But this hand, and it's like dripping of blood, you know. And Jesus died for your sins or something. You know, I look at it like, oh, my goodness, you know. I should say, oh, my God, actually, because God's doing this. You know, this is the alien is doing this. So it is, you know, it is that energy. So, the indoctrination that we have, we go through, you know, you're, you know, from the get-go, like Ed was saying, if you get baptized, then you're, you know, they're taking away your free will. Through the courtings, remember, your parents are now courting you to that religion. So that brings up another healing. So we're going to do one on catechism. Let's take off the energy cords that your parents courted to you, you know, and this is all, you know, that they think they're doing the right thing for you, right? They don't know the difference. But they now connected you to the alien gods at your birth or during baptism. Does that sound good to you, Ed?
Yeah, I remember my mother saying to my father, I don't care what it is, but we've got to get him into some sort of a religion.
Oh, boy. Okay, and maybe, sounding cynical here, but maybe the your parents, and this is true of everybody, I'm just not talking about Ed here, but maybe the shapeshifters came into the bodies, and we know how shapeshifters come into everybody. So this is not uncommon. You could call them entities, but entities are earth-based, where the shapeshifters are aliens. So maybe these shapeshifters, maybe their only job is to come into the parents of people, of children, momentarily to get them to get into that religion or a religion. Maybe they got to get hooked up. So you have different ones out there from different alien races that want you to be connected. So we're going to take that energy connection, that cord that was connected to you, either by them, possibly, or by your parents wanting you to go to their favorite church because that was the right thing to do when they put the water underneath you or on you or whatever. So here we go. This is going to be a big clearing. So I'd like everybody to bring up the light beam on your screen because we're going right into the God energies here of the darkness. So bring in the light beam energy. And behind the scenes, there'll be some spiritual warfare going on as you get disconnected. So if you do feel... in a sense, you know, like lasers being shot around you, things being, in a sense, dematerialized instantly as the darkness is being released from you, this is what it is. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Go to Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down about maybe an inch or so. And hopefully everybody listening is doing this here because it may completely change your life. This is maybe your main energetic connection to the aliens that are controlling you. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10. So 1, healing starting, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, this is heavy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're going to do this for your body. Then we'll do your spirit. This is your body's connection. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so now your body knows how it was betrayed. And now we're going to do your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay, I guess back to you, Annika or Ed.
When I was 13, I chose to be baptized as a Baptist. And they had this big tub of water in the middle of the congregation, and everybody focuses on you when you get dunked in the water. Love to get that one off, too.
Okay. Well, Ed, just for you, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Oh, here we go. So this is for you people who didn't get it right the first time. Okay. So let me get another piece of paper out here. And, boy. Rough clearings here. Get a fresh sheet. Hang on a minute here.
Maybe while you're doing that, I can mention that this will work on the archives, too,
yes,
right,
it definitely will work on the archives, yeah.
Yeah.
So here we go. So this will be the people who didn't get it right the first time. Maybe they thought they missed out on something or, the other particular church was better. Or maybe you thought you had more free will and maybe you didn't like the other church because of maybe the people that were there. So you got one that maybe is more in your peer pressure. So here we go. Church number two. So one, this is your body's connection. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. I'm going to put on some music here just so you can actually maybe understand what happened to you. Remember, the light shift works so quickly that sometimes using our mind, we don't understand. So I'm getting this started here. Like I said, this show is live, so we do a lot of nice things live for everybody. So here we go. And you want to just kind of stay heart-centered. Remember, it's up to you to understand how the healings work. They're already done, though. But the nice thing is that it's the source energy working with you. Thank you. Okay. And I guess the sad thing is that we have to suffer the sins of our parents and their parents and all of our ancestors. This is what the dark side has set you up to do here. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, Ed, thank you. Thank you so much. That was great. What an incredible clearing we got, Ron. I really, really felt that. And also I saw that Karen felt it too, and she says she felt all those three clearings, more tingles in my spine on the body clearings and more yawning on the spirit one. So thank you for the comment. And also about the catechism, she says it's a weekly class she was supposed to attend during junior high, and it was the only class that she ever skipped, and she was a straight-laced student. So good. If you're going to skip something in school, skip that one, right? So anyway, I do wanted to go on there a little bit and mention about what Ev was saying about the mysteries, the magic, the light of Jesus, and that picture of Jesus in his room with the heart coming through, which then takes me to the golden heart of Jesus, which so often is talked about. And it's interesting that that part is true. And we know that there are things that will obviously get people into religion that will be true, and then there's so many twists that they take and twist it all. And I did hear somebody else call in. I don't know if we have a caller, but if you're on caller, then we'd love to hear from you too. So anybody out there?
Hi, Annika.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Okay, yes, I was holding before Ed, and for some reason they wouldn't let me through, but I called again because now there's something in the moment that just came up that I want to ask Ron pertaining to, I guess, this whole religious aspect. At first I was going to comment about how, okay, maybe people don't understand implants, but definitely DNA. We definitely got all of this probably if we've been here on ourselves spirit-wise. We've definitely probably those dark side stuff in us is coming through, plus our parents and our ancestors. So if people don't understand what implants are, that might be the programs, like Ron said, that might be coming up, and we're dealing with all that darkness within us. And so I was going to just make that comment, but I just came up with something new, listening to what everybody, you know, I wasn't indoctrinated in anything, not through my parents, but getting married to somebody who, you know, was from a different religion and having, you know, I guess, you know, sexual relations. Does that hook me up to the aliens that came through his, you know, his side of the ancestry? That's a question I wanted to see if Ron has an answer for.
Well, yeah, I would just having relationships, whether it's sexual or non-sexual, just sleeping next to somebody, you know, you're going to be having these energies come into you. And so, yeah, you have to kind of look at it in a much wider scope and realizing that these things are in people and they crawl around in people. This is why we do these eight-hour calls. So I'm sure I could probably talk to most people, talk for them who've been on the eight-hour calls that we have, and we're having one this Sunday also. You know, each one is beneficial, so you don't have to be on all of them typically. It's probably best too, but you know, if you think that you missed out on something because you haven't attended them in the past, you know, everything works in the moment, so by all means, come on. But speaking for the people who probably have been on these calls, they realize that this stuff is in them, and they probably caught it from somebody, okay? And so who did they catch it from, and how did these aliens come into them? Were they dormant and they got hatched in you? You know, throughout, you know, maybe you made contact with somebody, you know, 30,000 years ago, and it's sitting in your DNA, and all of a sudden, you know, right now, it's, you know, the egg got awakened, we'll say, and it hatched, or did you touch somebody? Did it come into you? Did you see some a practitioner, and they did some mumble-jumble on you, and they brought in these things into you? You know, all this stuff is what happens. You know, so it's all true, but as you start getting these things out of you, then you have more perception of what's happening. So I guess your question is, we'll just say, going into a sexual relationship, since you were married and you have a child, at least you did it once, you know, So now your other question would be, did you, or did this person who was heavily, I guess, indoctrinated in some type of religion, pass on the implants into you? I would say probably so, just by looking at the conference calls, you know, overall, just by having, you know, some type of contact, not necessarily sexual, but just having a contact, they body hop. So, yes, I would say that they could bring stuff into you. And plus, even your emotional body can body hop. And what's it going to pick up when it goes in somebody's body? Remember, you're bringing an invisible body in. Now, some people say, yeah, what I do to sample a room energy, I actually go into people. This I've heard from people talking. For those of you out there who are listening to me right now, you're probably going, oh, yuck. But people do that. They go into the bodies of people. You know, you might call this astral projection, different names for it, but they, or I won't say remote viewing. So I think remote viewing is a different principle. But it could be underneath that umbrella, too, in a sense. So, you know, some people do take maybe their emotional body and go into another person's physical body, and they sample what's happening. Now, naturally, because you're in that body, are you going to come out completely clean? More than likely not. And then it comes back to you. And so, you know, you're sending out all these fish hooks to everybody around you. This is why, you know, you find people that typically are, you know, maybe more holy, using that term, I guess. Maybe they strictly wear a white gown. Maybe they don't even eat. You know, there's people on the planet who don't do that. You know, and maybe they have a heavy religious indoctrination into something, but for them, they don't want to touch people. Doesn't matter, you know, and they catch on to that much because, you know, what do they say? I don't want to get your stuff. Don't contaminate me. You know, I'll talk to you, but, you know, keep back, you know. And you probably have all heard about this here. And so these people, you know, do have that conscious awareness. And I'm sure the people that have been on the 8-hour calls also have that. And they go, I just don't think I want to make physical contact with people a lot, you know, because I don't want to be contaminated, because I know what it was like to have this contamination, and I don't want to get it again. And so this is kind of like, you know, what people experience. And it is hard to live here to do that. I normally at times will shake hands with people just to have the energy of that person come into me, and then the light chip will find out what aliens are attempting to attack me, because that's what they normally attempt to do, or put spells on me. And then from there, the light ship goes after their butts, and they terminate many of these things. So for myself, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me too much. If a person is really, really yucky, I probably won't shake their hand. So, in fact, I'll just tell you two experiences that I had. And this was it when I was in Los Angeles. There was a practitioner there that I saw, and I went up to him to say hi, and naturally, you know, his hand went out, and I put my hand out, and normally when you shake hands, you know how it is, maybe 5 seconds, he let go. Well, he held on to my hand for about 15 seconds and thinking what to talk to me. Well, all of a sudden, I felt my arm getting filled full of shit, excuse my language here, but you know, trying to put all these hexes and spells into me. And so, you know, I was consciously aware of that. I didn't tell him that I did that or didn't say anything to him, so I had to get it off of me. And the light ship, I'm sure, took care of his energy pools. So now we're packing up. And a guy comes over to me. And this here, to me, was very strange. He comes over, you know, and I'm a little tired. And he sees me, and he comes over, and he says, Ron, you know, I've seen you in New York, and he puts his hand out, and I recognize this gentleman. And he grabs my hand. Remember, I don't grab anybody's hand. I just put my hand out, right? So he grabs my hand, and he kind of squeezes it, and he starts talking to me, and he's holding on to my hand for probably at least 45 seconds. So right away, that's kind of like a violation, you know, and I'm trying to, like, pull back slowly, a little bit gently, and he's still hanging on. So I'm thinking to myself, well, what does he want from me? Is he trying to take some light from me, or is he trying to fill me for more crap of his stuff? to do psychic attacks on me, et cetera. And so he tells me, he says, Ron, I see you in New York, and, you know, we were on the circuit together, and we're here, and you're there, et cetera. And he goes, you never come by and say hi to me or anything. You know, and for me, I'm in the moment, and, you know, I do pass booths all the time. I don't say hi to everybody. But, you know, he had a nice thing to say, and I said, well, it's nothing against you. I just, you know, happen to, you know, probably be very busy or something. But so anyway, that's the way the dark side works. So you might look upon your own life. Did somebody hold your hand for a long time, you know? And what do they do to you? You know, the typical, you know, I guess mannerism will say is you hold somebody's hand, you shake it for maybe 5 minutes. You know, from the alien standpoint, that's probably long enough to impregnate you with the stuff, okay? But why would somebody hold on to your hand for more than, you know, 5 seconds? This guy did it for maybe up to a minute. So you got to realize that he was trying to either suck out the energy out of me, and he's not naturally talking. So what does a shapeshifter want inside of his body? That's what I would look at, you know. And so you can kind of draw your own conclusion there. You know, the light ship, I'm sure, took care of whatever had to be done. And I mean, I am consciously aware, and I'm very, very psychic. I don't normally say that to people, but, you know, I'm definitely right on instantly. But, you know, what has that ever happened to you, and what do they give you? So I guess that's where I'm going with this here, just to give you information. So if you do find somebody shaking your hand or holding it for a long time, you know, what are they doing to you? So anyway,
Ron,
and I guess
empathic.
That could also be true of maybe people putting a spell on you. I'm kind of switching gears here slightly, but, you know, in the old days when people danced, at least when I went to, you know, to school, you know, rock and roll was just getting started. And, you know, we had the slow waltzes. And so you get up and, you know, you dance a little bit and you know, put your arm around somebody and you start waltzing, or, you know, your hands are making contact with the other person. And so what's happening? Is that other person, or are you consciously trying to put a spell on them, you know, and what's being brought back and forth from body to body? So anyway, that's just food for thought. Like I said, when you get on these 8-hour calls, you start to have a better awareness of what's happening. And, you know, I won't say that you're not ever going to shake hands, or you're going to all of a sudden, you know, lock yourself in your house and not go out because you're afraid to have this stuff attaching to you. You know, you just learn to deal with it, and you have the awareness that you may not want to go someplace, okay? Especially to a place where there's a lot of entities, or somebody having the quote-unquote party at their house and having you know, alcohol there typically, which is kind of accepted, and along with, you know, maybe marijuana or whatever. And, you know, you go there, and all of a sudden there's the entities, and then you bring them home with you. So that's kind of it. I'm sure there's other harder drugs, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. And, you know, you have to be really, you know, protective, too, of your children. Your children don't understand that, you know, that they're normally in peer pressure. So if you do have younger children, boy, you definitely want to try to educate them of what not to do if they'll listen to you. Normally they'll listen to you, and then all their friends will, you know, take them sideways, and that's a whole other story. But anyway, the whole thing that I'm trying to say is you have to be very careful of your energetic system. How much do you love your body? Do you want your body attacked or not? And, you know, are you able to tune into your body enough to find out what's going on with it? So these clearings that we do from the light ship are here to get rid of the densities out of you. And the densities are, like Jesus said, your sins. He may not have used that word, but that's how we kind of read it now in the Bible, if you're a Bible student studier. And he was taken away from you, the genetics that you have inside of your body, the false thoughts, we'll say, from your ancestors that will eventually kill you. And this is what he had to do. He had to get them out of you so that your spirit can be more inside of your body. Now, being in your body is what everybody should be. I should be talking to everybody right now, and you should all be 100% in your body. Unfortunately, most people are not. So from there, you know, that's what you have to do first of all. The next thing, what he was doing, these people that were aware in their body fully, now your spirit has to be able to come into the genetics of your body to do the ascension, which is what he was teaching. So he probably already assumed, I guess being back in that time frame, that people were more spiritually aware. And if you kind of notice the drawings that you see maybe done in the 1500s, something like that, of in the different churches. Most of the people had the halos around them, and they drew a lot of people typically that were quote-unquote holy people. Well, I'm sure everybody had that around them. They had to get the idea from somewhere. Remember, they're not going to see an archangel walking around the street or Jesus walking around the street because they weren't here, okay? But they did see the auras, we'll say, the energy around them of this radiation. Now, the spirit radiates that energy, and also your body radiates energy, two different energies. But people did see that, so they drew these pictures of these holy people, we'll say, with these auric fields around them that you could see of light. And we all know what that looks like. So I imagine Jesus worked with a lot of people, and he saw that auric field, knowing that, yeah, this is the person who will probably come and see me, because they're more spiritually conscious. They have their spirit with them. So for that type of person who already integrated their spirit inside of their body, or being with their spirit, walking with their spirit, then you have to clean out your body of genetics. So those people were just, that's the next step. You go from step A, they already got mastered step A, and now you go to step B to get involved with your genetic codings and get these judgments out of you. So then he would do the seven generational clearings. And that's would prepare people for ascension. So that may shine some light on what's happening. Right now we're still we're not even at step A. We're still in preschool trying to get our spirit with us. Like I say, most people are only 20% of their body. So it's up to you to keep calling your spirit back. Keep retrieving it. Do it all the time. Ask your spirit that's in you to kick out the entities. Keep getting back into your body. And so anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, Pauline, are you still there? And
yes, thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Thank you so much. Thank you for Ed and Pauline calling in, especially today. And I'm sorry I was not able to read the fast chat, but things happen sometimes. And we only have a few minutes to go, but I did hear another caller. So maybe there's somebody else who just wants to say hi quickly.
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing? I'm new to your show. I've been listening
to a lot of heart energy, Frank. You can feel your heart energy coming right across the phone line.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yep, you feel wonderful. So anyway,
does my energy
how can
feel...
we help you? We probably got about 2 minutes of the show left here.
Okay. Well, then the main thing is I have a thing on my inside of my thigh on the right leg. And it's like a non-pitted edema thing, and no doctor knows how to cure this, and I am overweight, but the thing is, it's like walking with a Coke bottle between my legs, and if I didn't have that, I would just go on a treadmill. I could lose all my weight, but I can't walk right with this thing, and I don't know what it is. I don't know how to get rid of it. I don't know if it's maybe an energetic thing.
Well, everything is stored from your past, okay? And so this just came up only because your ancestors had it in there. It could be something from, well, it is something from the past, which we'll call your past life. So I look at this as body genetics. So your body genetics has it stored into it, and in this lifetime it popped up. And now you're dealing with it. So I would suggest just to get an eye-opener of what's happening to you to see the process that it could take to heal this, okay? We have a BBS archive, which is 8/28/09 of last year. And it's probably about an hour and a half in length. And we talk about healing. And the show just went into a healing of a dog bite. And what I had to do to help to release the energy to have that process done, okay? So you may want to go onto the archive and take that listen. It'll give you a clue of what's happening.
8/28/09?
Yeah, 8/28/09.
Okay.
And well, that'll give you an idea. And by all means, if you're a brand new listener here, this for most people, this show, some people run like heck from it as fast as they can because the implants in them don't want to have them hear the truth, these alien energies. But once you hear maybe half a dozen of the shows or so, you start understanding that you are it. And the God energy is alien, and it's only here to hurt you. And unfortunately, what I'm talking about is the belief systems that we all have in us, you know, forever. And it's very hard to change a belief system that's that ingrained in us. It'd be like saying, you know, today you can't drink water, you know, and you go, wait a minute, you know, because you're so used to doing it. But once you understand more of the truth and you get into your heart, then all of a sudden you start realizing that there's more to what I'm talking about than what I'm really saying to you. And then you realize that what you've been taught is a lie in this lifetime. And that gets to be very disconcerting for a lot of people because they have wasted a lot of money on books. Then they beat themselves up for maybe spending $10,000 on books in place of having healings. And then they realize that, yeah, I better get on the stick and do something for my life here to help my body out. So thank you for calling. It was Frank, wasn't it?
Yes. I just have one.
Great heart energy, Frank. Very, very nice. It comes right across the lines beautifully.
That's what I wanted to ask you. My energy feels good to you. It's there's nothing wrong with it that you see.
Well, your heart energy is good, but we all have these DNA implants and triggers in us to bring forth the problems.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a way?
So we're kind of running out of time here.
Okay,
so we're about 2 minutes over, in fact. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Thank you for calling, Frank. If you want to call in next show, you know, by all means do that. Our next show is on Wednesday, and maybe the fast chat will be up to get questions on there, too, from people. And I have to get out of my conference call. Now we do a $20 conference call for 1 hour, and that will be coming up next in about a half an hour from now. So I need to prepare for that, but I'll say blessings to all of you. We also have another program, if you're interested, on AskOneRadio.com at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And we promote both shows on that, the BBSN, this one here. So they're both great. I do that show once a week. So on this one here I do four times, and they're both great shows. And they both have archives. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, BBS. I know we're a little bit over time here, so blessings to all of you. Bring up the light beam. I'll bring peace energy into it here as we sign off. So bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.